This is Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmil Radio News at 11. I'm Sewa Gba. Good morning. The Liberia National Police has given 1 week ultimatum to owners and drivers of plateless vehicles to obtain their licenses. LNP spokesman Sam Collins said the police will impound vehicles without license plates after the deadline. Mr. Collins said the Transport Ministry has assured the LNP that it has enough license plates in its custody. He therefore advised the public to take advantage of the available license plates to avoid embarrassment. Meanwhile, Mr. Collins said there is no foul play in the death of the 5-year-old boy who died in a vehicle in Logan Town. Three senior officials nominated by President George Weah will today appear before the Liberian Senate to justify why they should be confirmed. The nominated officials include Justice Minister Designate Charles Gibson, Defense Minister Designate retired Major General Daniel Zianka, and the Chief of Staff Designate of the Armed Forces of Liberia, Brigadier General Prince Johnson. The three men were among seven individuals nominated by President Weah. According to the Senate's confirmation procedure, each of these nominees will appear before separate committee per their position. Usually, nominees are asked by committee's members about their qualifications, track records, and why they think they are most preferred for the positions. The House's committees on Ways, Means and Finance and Development Planning, Judiciary, Banking and Currency, including Commerce and Industry, have been mandated to probe accusations bordering on the refusal of several business entities operating in the country to accept local currency, Liberian dollars, towards payment of goods and services. Plenary took the decision based on a communication from Representative Edwin Snow of Electoral District 1, Bomen County. The Bomen County lawmaker accused the APN Terminals and BVAC of deliberately refusing the Liberian dollars in exchange of goods and services, thereby resulting into a high demand for the United States dollars, which is said is the only acceptable currency as per the standard of those entities. Representative Snow, who is chairman of the House's Committee on Foreign Affairs, wrote that the situation has caused high exchange rate that is unrelated to the underlying pattern of trade, as well as instability and uncertainty for struggling Liberian businesses and consumers who trade largely in Liberian dollars. The news is coming to you from Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Constitutional Court in Zambia has adjourned the case in which four political parties are seeking an interpretation of President Edgar Lungu's eligibility to contest in the 2021 presidential elections. Justice Ayin Setali of the Constitutional Court said the court could not hear the case until a complaint lodged against Justice Hilda Chimboma is disposed of. Justice Chimboma is the Constitutional Court president. Four opposition political parties have petitioned the Constitutional Court seeking a declaration that President Edgar Lungu is eligible to contest in the 2021 presidential elections. The petitioners argued that President Lungu, who was first elected in January 2015 after the death of President Michael Sata, has not served a full term of office, as he was in office for just 1 year and 6 months. Cuba has announced that it is suspending its program of sending doctors to Algeria. The country will receive in return new crude oil shipments, which will compensate for the reduction of subsidized oil supplies from Venezuela. The deal was signed by government ministers in Havana. Algerian oil experts say the country exported more than 2 million barrels of oil to Cuba last year. The Cuban economy has been badly affected by the severe economic crisis in Venezuela, which has led to a drop in oil output. And U.S. President Donald Trump has proclaimed a new American moment as he delivered his maiden State of the Union speech to Congress. In a primetime address, the Republican leader said he was extending an open hand to Democrats to work together. Mr. Trump also said he was ordering Guantanamo Bay to be kept open, reversing an Obama-era directive to close the controversial detention camp. The American economy is booming, but Mr. Trump's approval rating languishes. In an upbeat message, a word away from his American Carnage inaugural speech of just a year ago, Mr. Trump said his administration was building a safe, strong, and proud America. That's the Omeo Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations in Liberia. For more news and information on Omeo, you can log on to www.omeo.unmissions.org, facebook.com/omeo2003, or twitter/omeo news. I'm Sewa Gba. Good morning.